This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin may lose that critical $30,000 support level if stocks tank, analysts warn. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from statistician Willie Wu. He shares his latest market update here on crypto Twitter. In my opinion, from on-chain to sideways, then bullish in maybe a week or so, some downside risks if stocks tank, a lot of rallying in the US dollar strength, which is typical of money moving to safety. I'll be breaking this down for you and checking out the latest from Max Keiser. He tweeted, for the first time in 50 years, since the world went on a fiat standard with no country's currency backed by gold, a country is now backing its currency with something scarcer and harder than gold. The fiat currency era is over. A global Bitcoin standard is emerging. That's right. And as Parabolic Guy points out, guess which bank has to accept Bitcoin now that El Salvador has made it legal tender? Hint, World Bank. Also in today's show, Chinese Bitcoin mining shakeout may have surprise Bitcoin price consequences, according to analysts. That's right, China's crackdown on Bitcoin mining may have unintended benefits for the Bitcoin price action, says Charles Edwards, CEO of investment firm Capriole Investments, as he shares in this tweet. Don't believe it. China mining FUD is not healthy for Bitcoin. Why? It lowers the Bitcoin electrical cost, the historic price floor for Bitcoin. This is the price Bitcoin almost never goes below, and it's been falling. Also in today's show, Bitcoin whales quietly accumulate $3.38 billion in Bitcoin in less than 1 month, according to this new report. That's right, whales have been accumulating, according to crypto analytics firm Santiment. Bitcoin addresses holding 100 to 10,000 BTC added a total of 90,000 BTC in the last 25 days, currently valued at $3.38 billion. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Ethereum is the clear front runner in crypto adoption, accelerating faster than Bitcoin, according to macro guru Raoul Powell. That's right, he says that Ethereum is beating Bitcoin in the race for widespread user adoption. In a new interview with Up Only, Powell highlights the key criteria underscoring Ethereum's popularity and an adoption rate that is far outperforming that of Bitcoin. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and most major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. I hope you're enjoying your weekend thus far. I have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. The ghost of the stock market crash is back once again to haunt the king of all crypto. It happened last in March of 2020. Back then, the prospect of a fast-spreading coronavirus pandemic led to lockdowns across developed and emerging economies. In turn, global stocks crashed in tandem, and Bitcoin lost half of its value in just 48 hours. hours. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar index, or DXY, which represents the greenback strength against a basket of top foreign currencies, has now climbed by 8.78% to 102.99, its highest level since January of 2017. The huge inverse correlation showed that investors dumped their stocks and Bitcoin holdings and sought safety in what they thought was a better haven. Now, more than a year later, Bitcoin and stock markets again wrestle with a similar bearish sentiment, this time led by a renewed demand for the U.S. dollar following the Fed's hawkish tone. Namely, the U.S. Central Bank announced on Wednesday it will start hiking its benchmark interest rates by the end of 2023, a year earlier than planned. Lower interest rates helped to pull Bitcoin and the U.S. stock market out of their bearish slumber. The benchmark crypto jumped from $3,800 in March 2020 to almost $65,000 in April 2021, which is the new high. Fed pushed lending rates to 0% to a 0.25% range. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 index rose by more than 95% to 4,257 from its mid-March 2020 peak, and the Dow Jones and NASDAQ rallied similarly. And this is what happened after the Fed's rate hike announcement this Wednesday. You can see the Fed's hawkish update. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar index jumped to a two-month high, hinting at a renewed appetite for the greenback in the global markets. Now, popular on-chain analyst and statistician Willy Wu said on Friday that a stock market crash coupled with a rising dollar could increase Bitcoin's bearish outlook. Checking out his tweet storm right here. Market update, in my opinion, from on-chain is sideways, then bullish in maybe a week or so. Some downside risks if stonks tank, a lot of rallying in the U.S. dollar strength, which is typical of money moving to safety. The first thing to look at to answer, are we in a bear market? Well, bear markets start when no new buyers enter to support price, and that ain't happening. We have healthy growth of new users joining the network. Let this frame all other metrics, he continues, of primary interest is capital rotation from stablecoins back into the crypto markets. I'll say that's mainly Bitcoin since all altcoins are reducing in dominance. All of that dry powder sitting on the sidelines has started flowing back in. We had a huge sell-off by previously strong hands. Looks like new buyers that bought 1 month to 6 months ago, all of those coins that dumped onto the market needs time to be reaccumulated. This is happening now. Price action looks like an accumulation bottom because of this. As you can see right here on your screen, it shows you Bitcoins moving between the weak and strong hands. And it continues, exchange flows showing that buying is happening, but not yet at an exaggerated pace. So likely we have some time to burn before upward price action can launch. So now let's take a look at the short range indicators. If you know we're in a bull market, which is what he means right here, which we know is the case from the user growth metrics, then the SOPR retest near one is a great time to buy the dip. That's right, BTFD all day. NBT signal is a no-brainer buy zone, which is a short-term signal you can see right here on your screen. Also, using NBT to value the network, we are statistically oversold from fundamentals at historic levels. Note, we are devoid of a mania top before the sell-off. This sell-off happened when the price was well within fair value, so it doesn't match the start of a bear season. That's right. Let me know if you agree or disagree with statistician Willy Wu. Now for some more bullish hopes away from the price action. Bitcoin's adoption continues to grow, an upside catalyst that was missing during the March 2020 crash. On Friday, CNBC noted that Goldman Sachs has started trading Bitcoin futures with Galaxy Digital, a crypto merchant bank headed by former hedge fund tycoon Michael Novogratz. The financial news service claimed that Goldman's call to hire Galaxy as its liquidity provider came in response to increasing pressure from its wealthy clients. Also, Damian Vanderbilt, co-president of Galaxy Digital, added that the mainstream adoption will help Bitcoin lower its infamous price volatility, paving the way for institutional players to join the crypto bandwagon. Excerpts from his interview here on CNBC, once a bank is out there doing this, the other banks will have fear of missing out, better known as FOMO, and they'll get onboarded because their clients have been asking for it. That's right, if they don't follow their clients' demand, they will get left behind. And earlier, other major financial and banking services included Morgan Stanley, PayPal, and the Bank of New York Mellon also launched crypto-enabled services for its clients. Now let's check out the latest from Max Kaiser. For the first time in 50 years since the world went on a fiat standard with no country's currency backed by gold, a country is now backing its currency with something scarcer and harder than gold. The fiat currency era is over. A global Bitcoin standard is emerging. That's right. And as Parabolic Guy points out, guess which bank has to accept Bitcoin now that El Salvador has made it legal tender. Hint, world Bank. That's right. Even though the IMF and World Bank do not want to assist El Salvador in Bitcoin implementation, they will happily cripple the country with a debt burden. Go figure. I love Max's response to all of this. Hey, World Bank, you and the IMF can go F yourselves. Your financial arsonists and terrorists caused the problem. Now Bitcoin is going to fix it. That's right. And before I break down our next story of the day, Chinese Bitcoin mining shakeout may have surprise Bitcoin price consequences, according to analysts, as well as Bitcoin wells quietly accumulate $3.38 billion in Bitcoin in less than 1 month, according to this new report, as well as Ethereum clear front runner in crypto adoption, accelerating faster than Bitcoin, according to macro guru Raoul Powell. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins currently correcting in the red. Bitcoin down 2.5% for the day, trading just above 36,400. We have Ethereum barely in the red, trading just under 2,300. We have Cardano down 1.3%, trading at $1.43, and Chainlink down 1%, trading just under $22. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. China's crackdown on Bitcoin mining may have unintended benefits for the Bitcoin price action, one analyst suggests in a new tweet on June 18th. Charles Edwards, the CEO of investment firm Capriole, argued that the Chinese miner exodus was already lowering Bitcoin's potential price floor. As he shares in this tweet, don't believe it. China mining FUD is not healthy for Bitcoin. Why? It lowers the Bitcoin electrical cost, the historic price floor for Bitcoin. This is the price Bitcoin almost never goes below, and it's been falling. And he includes this graph you can see right here on your screen. So yeah, he doesn't believe the China FUD as the shakeup sees Bitcoin hashing power redistributed away from China. Bitcoin's electrical cost, the combined cost of keeping the network running, is dropping. As Edward notes, the Bitcoin production cost is very rarely crossed by spot price, and becoming lower itself, the indicator thus opens up the possibility of another price dip, one which nonetheless has been followed by bull runs in the past. And looking at historical performance, similarities to 2017 are immediately apparent. During that year, Bitcoin saw a run to two local peaks with a significant retracement in between. That event also witnessed spot price dipping below the upper production cost boundary. So is this a nuisance for Bitcoin? Let's talk about it. Seasoned Bitcoiners have complained about the spin given to changes in China's mining scene, which has often been flatly negative. They point out that Bitcoin is not dependent upon Chinese miners, and that a redistribution of hashing activity will naturally follow as the network seeks even more efficient ways of expanding. The Chinese crackdown on mining is a tragedy for China, a nuisance for Bitcoin, and a windfall for North American Bitcoin miners, says MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, summarizing on Thursday. He was responding to the news that mining company Bitfarms will shortly debut on the NASDAQ and become the largest publicly traded miner in North America. Its activities will use a reported 99% renewable energy. Take that, Elon FUD puppet Musk. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin wells quietly accumulate $3.38 billion in Bitcoin in less than 1 month, according to this new report, as well as Ethereum is the clear frontrunner in crypto adoption, accelerating faster than Bitcoin, according to macro guru Raoul Powell. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.5 trillion with $83 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance at 44.8%, with the Ether dominance at 17.3%. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Quant up almost 9%, trading at $75. Theta Fuel up almost 3%, trading at 61 cents. Shiba up 0.6%, trading at virtually nothing. Nano up 0.4%, trading just under $6. And Rebane up about 0.25%, trading at 1.1 cent. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have AMP down 17%, trading at 7 cents. Sia Coin down about 10%, trading at 1.3 cents. Curve DAO Token down 9%, trading at $1.91. And ThorChain down 8.5%, trading just under $8. Now, out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated at 23 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 25, last week a 28, and last month an 11 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Whales are busy buying up Bitcoin now that the price of the top crypto dropped from an all-time high of nearly 65,000 to back below 40K. According to crypto analytics firm Santiment, Bitcoin addresses holding between 100 and 10,000 BTC added a total of 90,000 BTC in the last 25 days, currently valued at $3.38 billion. The firm says this group of Bitcoin hodlers now accounts for nearly half of the circulating supply of the benchmark crypto, quoting Santiment here. They now hold the 7-week high of 9.11 million BTC, currently worth a total of $366 billion at this time, and 48.7% of the total Bitcoin supply. As you can see right here on your screen, it shows you Bitcoin hodlers with between 100 and 10,000 coins collectively own the highest amount since April 23rd. In addition, blockchain analytics firm Glassnode says that miners that power the network are now holding on to more of their BTC. As they share here on Twitter, Bitcoin miners' outflow volume just reached a 5-month low of $1.7 million. As you can see right here in this metric, Bitcoin crashed last month after Tesla CEO Elon Fudd-Puppet Musk announced that the electric car maker suspended Bitcoin payments because of environmental concerns, which you and I both know is nothing more than engineered FUD. And before I break down our final story of the day, Ethereum is the clear frontrunner in crypto adoption, accelerating faster than Bitcoin, says macro guru Raoul Powell. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 815 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell notification to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I do have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy. To join it, click this link, request to join. I'll be sure to plug you in. And for those of you on Telegram, I do have a private crypto Telegram chat, which is uncensored. To join it, click this link. You automatically be added, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you personally on the inside. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Real Vision founder and macro analyst Raoul Powell says that Ethereum has beaten Bitcoin in the race for widespread user adoption. In a new interview on Up Only, Raoul Powell highlights the key criteria underscoring Ethereum's popularity and an adoption rate that is far outperforming that of Bitcoin, quoting him right here. And we know it by the number of developers on it, the number of apps on it, and the number of wallet addresses, the rate of increase. So it's growing about twice the speed of Bitcoin right now. So Ethereum is growing at about 100% a year. Bitcoin is growing by about 50% a year. Powell says the entire crypto space is gaining users at a significantly faster pace than the internet during the online boom of the 1990s, quoting him again here. And the entire digital asset space is growing by about 113% a year, which is twice the speed of the internet grew at. So this is the fastest adoption of any tech in all recorded history. And because Ethereum is moving the fastest within this space, Powell believes that the asset's value is sorely underestimated, quoting him again here. ETH is the front runner right now. Now it doesn't mean it will always be, but right now it is clearly winning network effects, and therefore I think the network is undervalued. Powell is a notorious Bitcoin bull, but clarifies that Ethereum's rapid adoption does not take away from Bitcoin's value. Quoting him again here, we know that the Bitcoin network is valuable. All of these worlds will blur. It's not either or one or the other. I think everything sort of blends in some sort of interoperability, and many will have a key function. So as Bitcoin moves towards Ethereum and Ethereum moves towards Bitcoin, they're all blending each other's attributes. So it's not a competition, it's a symbiotic relationship. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Raoul Powell. And also, to watch this entire interview, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you right here in today's show: Bitcoin may lose $30,000 price level if stocks tank, analysts warn. I broke down the latest market update from statistician Willy Wu, as well as the latest from Max Kaiser. Also in today's show, I shared that Chinese Bitcoin mining shakeout may have surprise Bitcoin price consequences, according to analysts. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin's whales quietly accumulating another $3.3 billion in Bitcoin in less than 1 month. Also in today's show, we discuss Ethereum being a clear frontrunner in crypto adoption, accelerating faster than Bitcoin, according to macro guru Raoul Powell. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com /CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?